Enter Second Murderer by Alanna Knight. Read by Robert Powell. Chapter 1. Patrick Himes was tried and convicted at the High Court of Justiciary in Edinburgh for the murders of Sarah Gibson, or Himes, and Lily Goldie. He made his exit from the world on the 11th of May, 1870, a day that promised to be bright and cheerful for everyone but him. With the noose about his neck, to the accompaniment of a single blackbird's tumultuous song, and without a single human tear as requiem, he went into eternity protesting his innocence of the second murder. There was little known about Patrick Himes, an Irish labourer whose pretty young wife had abandoned him and their two small children to make a new life for herself as maidservant in an Edinburgh convent. There the nuns were ignorant of her moral lapses, for Sarah Himes was, in the parlance of the day, no better than she should be. Patrick Himes, a simple, uneducated man, showed remarkable industry and ingenuity in tracking down his runaway wife, and luring her out for an evening stroll on the pretext of a reconciliation gift. He knew that baubles were the one way to Sarah's grasping heart. When his attentions threatened to become more familiar, as was his right, they quarrelled. His manly pride insulted, his role of husband and father belittled, Patrick dispatched Sarah by strangulation on the highest ridge of Salisbury Crags. Himes had, according to evidence at the trial, hoped to escape justice by her demise being classified as an unfortunate accident on a narrow path in an area notoriously prone to landslides. Even a cursory post-mortem examination, however, revealed suspicious marks of violence.